This is the Texas Standard.
Well, a photo in the Houston Chronicle this week shows some of the hundreds of people waiting in line at a Texas Department of Public Safety office trying to get a driver's license. Sound familiar, anyone? The line actually snaked out the door and down the street. There were some people sitting on a curb, others using an umbrella to try to stay out of the June heat. Now, the idea of going to get a driver's license is one of those things that usually elicits groans and visions of endless wait times and prompts to take a number. But this month, it actually got worse when Texas DPS abruptly announced cuts in business hours at 11 of the state's busiest driver's license offices and plans to lay off more than 100 driver's license employees. Yesterday, after that Houston Chronicle story and pushback from upset drivers, the DPS reversed course, announcing extended hours would resume at the driver's license centers. The statement said that since the legislature cut the DPS budget, the agency would have to explore other options for increasing efficiencies. This whole ordeal got Houston Democratic Senator John Whitmire riled up. He joins us now. Senator Whitmire, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you, sir.
When did you first hear about the DPS deciding to lay off several of its employees at these licensing centers and trim the hours at the 11 busiest?
2 days after the session adjourned, I was in Houston. We received an email notifying us of the reduction in workforce and closure of some offices and reduction of hours at others. And, of course, I knew it was unacceptable. You know, it's been a problem in our state Department of Public Safety for several years. Adequate services for driver's license renewal or applicants, they've addressed it, but it's just not the priority that it should be. The focus is recent years have been along the border and reduction of our state troopers patrolling our highways. So, you know, immediately I raised my voice and got a hold of DPS, and they said, we'll get back with you. Well, a week later, they hadn't, so I took it a step further and went to the governor's office, talked to the director of the DPS's office, and after several conversations, it was. I'm glad to report it's been reversed, but it's not fixed. We still are underserved.
But let me ask you if this goes a little bit further. The Department of Public Safety spokesman Tom Vinger said that the department's not allowed to use funds set aside for border security to offset shortfalls in other areas of operation, and these cuts were necessary after DPS was told by state legislators to reduce funding for the division by 4%.
Well, they're correct, but this happens because they don't object. Now, I can spend the rest of the morning telling you how I believe we're overspending at the border. It went from $800 million out to $1 billion. We have state troopers tripping over each other in two counties along the border. You know, we got serious crime problems in all of our major cities. I would suggest the border on a given day is safer than downtown Houston in terms of arrests and violent offenses. But that's another discussion. If the DPS would insist on using just a fraction of that border patrol money for driver's license and for patrolling our highways and the gang activities in our inner city, they would get what they asked for.
It seems as if what you're saying is DPS sort of wants it their way or the highway, and if they don't get the budget that they want, if they see a reduction, they're not going to push for any changes in how that money is allocated by law. They're just going to say, sorry, guys, you're going to have to lump it, and members of the legislature, you're going to have to deal with the backlash from constituents.
Well, first of all, the leadership of the state, the current leadership, does direct them to do everything they can along the border. And tell us what you need. Literally, tell us what you need to secure the border. The leadership never says, tell us what you need to have efficient driver's license offices. But that gets back to the leadership of the DPS. You ought to see their presentation for the Finance Committee. They may spend 30, 45 minutes on border security and what resources, and sometimes you might want to call them toys, boats, airplanes, cars, etc. And their presentation for the driver's license office might be 5 or 10 minutes. You know, state legislators respond to the agencies. Now, do we have our own suggestions? Sure. But we're not micromanaging these agencies. And that has been my beef for several years. The driver's license division of the DPS, without dispute, is the stepchild of the agency.
So
they get funded like a stepchild.
So, Senator Whitmire, in the few moments we have left, what's got to change?
I got to get my colleagues to join me in raising the profile of the driver's license offices. It's one of the direct services that we provide to the public. Working people do not have time to go wait in hour-long lines, sometimes multiple hours, and we've just got to do a better job and raise Cain that, you know, secure the border. But if you're spending $1 billion down there, what's the difference in $1 billion and $975 million? Take $25 million and improve the services and the driver's license offices. I'm going to make sure it happens, but it's, you know, you can't fix something you don't know about. I haven't been over to a driver's license office in about a year. It was bad then. It's always been bad. But I didn't know about the budget cut until I got home and we adjourned. They need to be contacting us before we leave Austin.
That is the voice of State Senator John Whitmire, Democrat from the Houston area. Senator, thanks so much for speaking again with the Texas Standard.
You got it. Talk to you soon.